Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
In the meantime now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio now by Fáin Iagónal, who is Vice President for Irish Language at the Students' Union in the University of Galway. But more importantly for our purposes today, is the founder of Sober Sally's. Good morning, Fáin.
Good morning. How are you keeping?
Good. And listen, thanks for getting up and coming up from Galway. A lot of students wouldn't be getting up to come up from Galway on a Saturday morning, but you are you're a Sober Sally. What is Sober Sally's?
Basically, Sober Sally's is just a social group that I set up, and it came about because it's just basically based on if you want to get out and get meeting new people, but not constantly having to drink. And it came about because I have always been a bartender, and so I was never able to go out because I was always working. And then I swapped and I started a job in a cafe. And so obviously I was 9 to 5, had evenings off. And then like that, I'd be like, we'll go for a pint after work. We'll go for a drink after work. And I just didn't feel good. I just wasn't happy. And then there was one penultimate day. It was my friend's birthday party. And all of us were just like wrecked the next day and miserable and no money. Walking into the work the next day being like, I'm wrecked and I'm miserable. And I was like, we just need to do something about this. Like, so yeah, it just kind of came from there.
Okay. You see, most people do 90% of what you're talking about there, but don't do the 10% of saying we're wrecked and we're miserable. Like, it is kind of like, it is part of student-y life in Ireland that you're basically on a long on-off binge, a lot of people, for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, definitely. And even like, you know, there's been times where I've woken up in the morning being like, I think I'm still drunk, like. And it's just mad that we've gotten so used to it and it's become so normal. And it's like, oh, you're off to college now, you know, you're going to be drinking. And it's like, but what for the people, what about the people that don't want to do that?
Yeah. I'd say you see when you work in a bar and you're there sober, I'd say to put you off drink with it.
Oh yeah. And I was saying as well, there must be so many people that walk down Shop Street and be like, oh my goodness, it's that horrible bartender, that woman cut me off. But it's just like, when you are sober and you're looking out, you're like, you're just in no state right now to be drinking. So you're able to make the call, but you just know, I know that if I was the one drinking, I'm like, you can't cut me off, da 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 da. So it's just, it's so funny kind of going from being the sober person to being the other side of it and just being like, no, it's actually flawed from both sides. It's actually an issue. It's not just that I was a boring bartender. I'm just boring in general.
Yeah. But you were, you did give it a lash yourself.
Which the
drinking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And this is the thing, is I think it's a common misconception is that I didn't stop drinking. Like I'll still go for a pint with my friends. And I remember after I set it up, I was out with friends for coffee and one of them went, oh, I went for a pint last night, and turned. I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, I'm not offended by alcohol. I'm not anything like that. It's just that there's a resource there, because quite often my excuse for going out drinking would be like, oh, I'll meet new people, I'll make new friends. But what had actually happened is that I'd get absolutely off my head, and I'd have the fear the next day, and I'd be walking down the street with my head down because I'd be like, oh my goodness, I don't know who see me. I don't know what I did. And so I've not stopped drinking. It's just that I want to provide a resource there for people who want to meet new people without constantly having to be drinking themselves.
Yeah. The fear and the shame are powerful beasts, aren't they? Yeah.
Especially with like Snapchat now. It happened to me recently. I went out and just took it too far. And then the next morning, opened my phone and there was videos of me like walking down the street.
Oh
like,
man, stop. You see, there was none of this in my day. Like, so it happened, it's put into a black box. You go on into the adult world. And okay, I see. So like if you disgrace yourself these days.
It's everywhere. And I think that's an issue that has to be confronted on a whole as well, is that it's not enough to go out and embarrass yourself anymore. And now you have to be fearful of, well, did he take a picture of me? Did she see this? Did she video this? What's on here? What's on here? You know, there is that added level of anxiety of not only am I going out and I'm doing this, but I don't know who sees me right now. And there is so many ways for people to see you in real time. It's like, it's crazy to think about it that way.
Okay, yeah, that's a nightmare. So you still go for a pint now, but not kind of basically, I suppose we can think, particularly when we're young, that going for a pint involves, I suppose, what we now call binge drinking. Mm. Is that the difference? Like, it's, you'd have a drink or two, but you don't binge drink.
Yeah, and like that, say, maybe I'm not going to say I'm never, ever, ever going to be drunk again for the rest of my life.
Yes,
like,
because I'm graduating in 2 weeks' time. There's cameras everywhere, right? Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's, I think as well, especially from setting this up, I've gained a real kind of like an outside view now. And like, no, because when I set up the group, I was like, this is going to flop. I dragged two friends along with me kicking and screaming. I was like, you guys are going to follow the page and you're going to support me in this. And I genuinely thought it was going to be just me posting stories being like, today I had a coffee, today I did this. And then it got something like 300, 400 followers in the first day. And I was like, that's bonkers. And our first meetup had something like 30 or 40 people at it. And it's just all people, and like people I know as well that I've met on nights out. And it's just so funny that we're all in the same page. We don't want to be doing this, but it's the only resource that a lot of people have.
And what do you do, Sober Sally's?
So our first event was a books and bakes. So basically we all met up in Air Square. If you had a book you wanted to get rid of, we did like a book swap, and then people brought a few baked goods. And basically we all just sat around, chatted. Some people brought frisbees, so we were like throwing frisbees around. We've done yoga classes. We're doing a Kaylee now with Galway Pride next week. So I'm quite excited for that one. And yeah, and now our most recent initiative is called Sober Sally's Social Saturdays. We should try saying that after a pint. And it's basically looking to compile a newsletter for, so obviously I can't attend every event as much as I'd like to, but I'm only one girl. And so I'm looking to compile like a newsletter so that it can go out maybe on the Wednesday and be like, look, this is everything that's on the Saturday. And then we have a WhatsApp, and right now the WhatsApp has 180 people in it. And so basically you can go into the WhatsApp and say, oh, look, this is on. Does anyone want to come along? Like a few people organized to go to Barbie together. Some people have gone windsurfing together. So, you know, it's grown already in the few little bits that I've done in the month and a half I've been in charge. So
come here. There's an appetite among your age group for this. Is there for an alternative?
Yeah, yeah. I was really surprised.
Because we can never figure out, are the young crowd, they sometimes seem a bit snooty about my generation and their drinking. And then on the other hand, you hear that they're drinking from when they're like 11 or whatever. Are people drinking more these days or less, the young crowd?
What I think it is say, I know, like I would hear stories from like my granny and my aunties and stuff, and about they'd go to dances and they'd go to, you know, there was a social outing there. And I know like my boyfriend's parents met at a dance that was on in a hall, but I met my boyfriend at a pre-drinks, and it's like everything just centered around drinking. So I think my generation, we didn't have things like, you know, the dances and the youth club so much. And so instead we had junior discos, and then it's like, well, you're going out. So you'd start drinking and you'd be hanging out with older crowds to get them to buy you a drink. And then, so I think a lot of people my age group would kind of had started drinking around 12, 13. And now we're just wrecked and we're tired of it. I know I'm tired of drinking.
Oh my God, burned out at what age, Faye?
23.
Okay. All right, listen, Faye, you're going, that wasn't remotely preachy either, but an interesting point. How do people find Sober Sally's?
You can find us, our main contact is on Instagram. So it's SoberSally's_Galway. And from there, you'll find all the links to our WhatsApp and our email and all those good things.
Okay, Faye, you're going, thank you very much.